And I think worse than that, and more poignantly than that, to be a not very intelligent man who's a sort of a Walter Mitty and who has been used and taken advantage of by very intelligent extreme ideologues in a way that will profoundly damage him psychologically and possibly, you know, lead to suicidal ideation and all kinds of horrible things. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretics. So sadly, it appears that Jason Arday has committed suicide. I suppose I kind of predicted this. Certainly, I said that he would be undergoing suicidal ideation as a consequence of what had happened to him. And let's look again at why. It seems fairly clear that Jason Arday was a narcissist. He had all of the qualities of being a narcissist in the sense that he had grandiose fantasies of power and success and so forth, in the sense that he was highly entitled, such that he stole other people's work and things like that, in the sense that he was interpersonally manipulative, such as his treatment of a girl at Roehampton University who questioned her mark and he accused her of having white privilege and this sort of thing, interpersonally exploitative. All of the markers of narcissistic personality disorder, the fantasies as well, the lying to get narcissistic supply and feel superb. And what underpins this narcissistic false self is generally a deeply insecure, unhappy person that has all kinds of negative feelings about themselves. And so they deal with it by creating a narcissistic false self in which they tell themselves that they're wonderful and brilliant and amazing and better than everybody else and superior to everybody else and special. And then they go about trying to create a situation where the world tells them that they are all of these things, i.e. to get narcissistic supply, to get their false self ratified, as it were, by the world. And they do this, and often because of this narcissistic false self, which they think they're perfect, they can ooze confidence and ooze charisma and often be incredibly successful in achieving what they want, which is narcissistic supply of the world telling them they're great and their fantasies of power and prestige and so forth being lived out. They will react very, very strongly. It's called narcissistic rage to anybody that punctures that false self. And that's why you had that reaction to this girl at Roehampton University, the student at Roehampton University. It's why you had him ringing the police when a journalist got in touch questioning what he'd done and trying to establish whether or not he had plagiarized his research. It's why, you know, that's the reaction. The reaction is anger and fury and try to destroy them. And unfortunately, when you can't destroy them, i.e. when the narcissistic false self is completely punctured, then you have what is called a collapsed narcissist, and he is overwhelmed with all of the shame and all of these negative feelings. And there isn't a strong self where you can say, oh, I'm a good person and this shouldn't happen to me or whatever. That core isn't there. There's nothing there. There's no core of self-assurance. And then the collapsed narcissist will have, therefore, suicidal thoughts. And you can see how under all of the pressure he's been under, and let's not feel that he shouldn't have been under that pressure. In a sense, he should have been, if we assume that this is a normal academic who has, under his own steam, promoted himself. And there's a degree to which that's true. If you look at his memoir, he's fought for these positions and whatever. Then he should be under that pressure, because we have to have standards and we have to tell the truth, and that he's not done that, and so it's quite right that he be questioned, and therefore we have suicide ideation, and he kills himself. Now, in terms of understanding what's happened, one of the things that I argued in an earlier video is that he's been kind of parentalized. This is a person who was not intelligent enough, evidently, and did not have the ability to be a university lecturer, let alone a very senior position, such as Professor of the Sociology of Education at Cambridge, where you will, of course, be under a great deal of scrutiny. And it is these left-wing people, these left-wing academics, who themselves have relatively elevated neuroticism on average, A, because neuroticism is associated with being an academic, because you have to have a certain degree of anxiety to sort of work hard and things, do well in exams. And secondly, because it's just the nature of the left, that they tend to be elevated in negative feelings and feel bad and identify, and therefore feel that they're kind of like an outsider, and therefore identify with the outsider and all the perceived outsider and try and promote them. They have over-promoted this person. They have made a person that in many ways is kind of childlike. And they have deliberately over-promoted him so that they can feel good about themselves, so that they can feel that they're morally good and morally superior. And in a sense, it's like making a child into a parent. If you make a child into a parent, then they feel too much responsibility. They feel the world isn't there to look after them. They feel all these negative feelings. They become depressed and everything that follows from that. And that's what they've done. So I do think that it's no hyperbole to say that over the last month or so, the left have been responsible for the death of Anne Widdecombe, clearly, and they have been responsible, I'm afraid, indirectly for the death of Jason Ardern, by over-promoting a person that was entirely unsuitable. And then they start complaining and saying, well, you're hounding him, you've hounded him to his death, it's appalling what you're doing to him. Well, but that is only happening because he's been placed in that position in the first place. And he was placed in that position in the first place because he was black and had an interesting backstory, which turns out to be completely made up. It wasn't even true that he was mute as a child. He's a fantasist, and a fantasist is reflective, is associated with things like narcissistic personality disorder or borderline personality disorder, which is in turn ultimately associated with being a very broken person who has all kinds of negative feelings and is very fragile. And they've over-promoted this fragile man, resulting in his fantasies and his lies and so forth being exposed to public scrutiny, resulting therefore in him killing himself. It's very sad, particularly because, of course, he has two children. So there is a very unfortunate lesson. If one wanted to be less charitable, there is the concept of a spiteful suicide. So this is the idea that you are a narcissist, you are a dark triad, you are obsessed with power over other people, you want dominance over other people, you want to be important, you want to be the center of attention, you want power over other people. And one way of flexing power over other people, a very extreme way, over your critics, is over people like Nathan Coffness and so on, is by killing yourself. And in killing yourself, you will cause someone like Nathan Coffness to be utterly shamed. People will, in your mind, people will attack. People will attack your critics. People will say that your critics drove you to suicide, and people will feel a great deal of sympathy for you. And you will have a sense of power over everybody else in the end by killing yourself. That is a possibility, a spiteful suicide. And everybody will feel bad and everybody will feel terrible for you, and so there's a sense of you've triumphed in eternity. But I don't know about that. That's possible, but I'm not. I think it's more likely this is from his behaviour patterns and all of the fantasies and lying and so forth, that this is just a collapsed narcissist. So hopefully a line can be drawn under this, and we have learnt that you do not promote people into positions of authority who are psychologically unsuitable to have those positions of authority. You promote them on merit. And if you do otherwise, then the calamity that is Jason Ardern and his ultimate suicide is something that may well occur. I hope this is a bit of interest, and tally-ho and all that, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?